This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I feel like with every single year, I feel like I've gotten better and the game slowed down just a little bit. So I'm just going to keep on trying to get better day in, day out, year in and year out, and see how far I can take it. But I'm excited for the future, and I know I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm excited just to try to reach that pinnacle and that mountaintop of what I could become as a player in the future.
Gregory Rousseau, new contract extension with the Bills. You know, as the Bills were making these moves, there was some rumbling, rumored Kyer Elam trade talk. Did you see a little bit of that on the weekend?
Yep.
And I thought, man, Brandon Bean does a lot of things that are pretty smart. But what would be smarter than trading Elam while signing other players you've drafted to big long extensions? You know, headline, Rousseau, Bernard, Shakir.
Yeah.
They're all locking everybody up. Elam? What? Who? Now he's gone. He's not been traded.
No. Although they kind of need to do that.
Yes.
He has a $4.3 million cap hit. They save, by cutting him, zero. They save, by trading him, 2.5.
Yeah, you know what they should do if they can't find a really good trade? They should offer, like, Elam and a sixth for a seventh.
Right.
Here, have a corner. Have a depth corner that we can't use.
Yep.
Try to save money. All right, 803-0550. So, Garrett gone. Metcalf gone. Other ideas you might have liked? Max Crosby gone, Devontae Adams gone, you know, defensive end, defensive tackle, DJ Jones looks like he's re-signing with Denver. So the kind of question we get to today is we spent, you know, 2-3 weeks with these pie-in-the-sky ideas that would have been expensive. And now what's the predominant idea? What's the prevailing thought out there, Bills fans? Like, what do you think? Who's the name you want? Maybe it is Trey Hendrickson. We had the chat mention that we are not bringing up T. Higgins.
No,
think that's super unlikely. Both players with the Bengals, by the way, interesting enough. And Hendrickson's probably going to leave because they're going to get T. Higgins done on a deal. And the Bengals are going to pay two receivers $70 million, maybe, because the Bengals have already committed to making Chase the highest paid receiver. So that's got to happen.
Yep.
And Higgins is going to come in under that, probably top five money, top 10 money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I saw a good joke yesterday that the Bengals are going to be blown away when they read about all the Sunday news in the newspaper Monday morning.
That's funny. Well, here we go. Free agency begins Wednesday, start of the league year. We are inside the legal tampering period now, so stuff's going to start to get reported, you know, leaked, whatever. Aaron Rodgers could have a home by the end of the day. Who knows?
Should we be hunting down to a name that, like, isn't available now that could be? Like, was it a week ago? Or maybe was it 8 days ago? When did Metcalf become available? When was the first report that Metcalf wants a trade? Was it last weekend? Or was it during the week? It was during the week, wasn't it?
During the week.
Okay. So a week ago, Metcalf isn't available. A week later, he has been traded to Pittsburgh. So can I get, like, two guys around the league that are star players that a week ago weren't available that now are? Hendrickson, same thing. 2 weeks ago, Hendrickson's name wasn't the trade name. It was Garrett and Crosby. Now we're sitting here and it's Hendrickson. So It's Geno Smith. Nobody saw that coming.
That's right.
So nope. Hendrickson is the big name available, but it's certainly possible that the Bills or anyone else could trade for like a name player that we don't think is available right now.
Speaking of which, like thinking about all these ideas and all these names, I wonder where Mac Hollins is in this.
Yeah.
Would he have been signed by now? Well, anyway.
Does he want to see if he's got a market of any kind? Did he see Tutu Atwell get $10 million and think, I'm as good as Tutu Atwell, do more than Tutu Atwell does?
I just led a team in touchdown catches.
I do that. I play special teams. I'm a veteran presence. Like, hey, Buffalo, loved it here, guys. But right. New England wants to give me $9 million a year. I think I'm going to go do that.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, like, if the market is dumb at wide receiver, then that might be how Mac Hollins doesn't come back to the Bills.
Get some calls in. Dennis in Lockport is up. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad you brought up Mac Hollins. I'd like to see him come back. Guys, what do you think about possibly a Khalil Boza reunion in Buffalo? They're both a little bit older, but they got the experience, and they still are able to play the game.
Yep.
Yeah, Joey Bosa.
I think they're in two different spots. One, Khalil Mack is still a big-time difference maker and a great idea. Mm-hmm. I think the Bills, of course, reach out and be interested. And on Bosa, he looks like he might be cooked. He doesn't play a lot.
He's so injured. Yeah.
I mean, Bosa is going to get a contract somewhere to try to play, but that's not something I would count on at all. I mean, the Bills right now have Epinesa.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Russo. Smoot.
No. Smoot's Smoot. Free agent. Javon Solomon.
They'll draft at least one. I'm on to four. I bet they try and sign Mac. I mean, Khalil Mack might be the number one name right now that you go for. Right?
Yeah, I think so. And well, unless, what do they want? Do they want another couple year, you know, veteran 33, 34 year old, and then we have to do it all over again in 2-3 years? Or do they want to just pay Josh Sweat 5 years and we're good? This is our guy for 5 years.
Yeah.
But because he's what? Is he 27, Josh Sweat? So are they looking for a long term answer? Or could they even do both? Both might be a lot to ask for, but they're going to sign two free agents at least that are going to get solid chunks of change. And right now, I mean, we just went through it. If Javon Solomon is the third name we're getting to a defensive end, then your number, honestly, right now, looking around the roster, where are their biggest holes? They don't have many, but where are their biggest holes? Could you answer defensive end is number one and number two?
No, you couldn't answer that.
You could say defensive tackle is number two.
You could say receiver is number two. They don't have Mac Hollins or Amari Cooper on the team currently. Even the people that want to run it back, the pieces are not there to run it back. So you could say a lot of things. Ian Hart, it's a Fantasy Life. I read his piece. The Bills' biggest holes, his number one, receiver. His number two, defensive tackle. His number three is defensive end.
Because to me, they need two defensive ends right now to play when you're rushing the passer. Epinesa is going to play on rundowns, but when it's third down, you need a guy to play where Vaughn did, and then you need another guy that's going to play when either Rousseau comes off or Vaughn's not out there, because you need a rotational. So to me, you need two defensive ends. Right, maybe one of them's not above defensive tackle or receiver, but I think they need two. They probably need three, really, but two meaningful ones at least.
803-0550. Thanks, Dennis, for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550. Free agency in the NFL.
Today's going to be the day where you just refresh Twitter and something new will have happened.
Right. I think Rodgers will have a new home.
The quarterback carousel,
Darnold,
rumors from this morning are all over. Like Rodgers and the Steelers, Rodgers and the Seahawks,
Rodgers and the Giants,
Fields and the Jets is like growing in. There's a lot of steam on that right now.
Darnold and the Steelers, Darnold and the Seahawks. What are the Seahawks doing exactly? Just a full rebuild?
I think we probably don't find out till today. Don't we not? Do we find out what they're doing when we see who their quarterback move is?
But I mean, to do all this to sign Sam Darnold is, if that's who else could it be?
That's what I mean. Like they could do nothing, and that's they're starting over.
Right, a rebuild. I mean,
signing Darnold is we're going to try to win with Sam Darnold. I think
Geno Smith is good.
Yeah,
he's good. He's not the best. He's good.
Yeah,
that was a steal for a third round pick for the Raiders. Geno can play. And
he's a big Steven Ruiz loves Geno, right? Whenever he does his quarterback rankings every year, he's always like way higher than people think.
Geno Smith is good, and Seattle's going to go from that to who knows what.
He is also entering his age 35 season, though.
No, he's old.
So like McDonald is probably thinking, I want my long term guy. He's got 1 year left. So were they about to pay Geno at 35 years old, going into his 36th season? Darnold, it is funny they'd be going from one failed Jets quarterback to another failed Jets quarterback.
Zach Wilson in 5 years.
There's a Zach Wilson rumor this morning with
the Titans. Zach Wilson the Titans. To the Titans, maybe.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, just one thing for you here, because I mentioned Ian Harditz on what every team needs. He said the Bills' number one need is receiver, and you've got still a good chunk of Bills fans that point to the Bills scored a lot of points last year. How could they possibly need a receiver? And Ian Harditz pointed out the Bills last year ranked 27th in the NFL in open score among receivers and tight ends. Josh Allen is lifting the earth on his shoulders in the passing game. And people that watch the NFL think you maybe want to get him a guy that gets open on the outside. And right now, you don't even have any under contract. Got Keon Coleman and Tyrell Shavers? Or is he available? What's the depth chart look like right now? I haven't even thought about it.
Who's under contract because, at wide receiver?
Because we thought we were so
like
locked
outside,
in.
Outside receiver.
Right, outside receiver. Because we're so locked in on the idea that Mac Hollins is back, and yet he is not yet back. Maybe that happens today.
I'm telling you, though, if he wants to see what's out there in that market, that receiver market might be dumb. Right now at wide receiver, so Shakir is obviously under contract. Curtis Samuel is under contract. Coleman, KJ Hamler, Tyrell Shavers, and Jalen Virgil.
Okay.
So outside, primarily outside, Coleman and Shavers, I think, is it. Yeah. That's it.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR, Paul at 830.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.